And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me is my guy, Will Guillory, in New Orleans. Will, what's up?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just happy to be back. You know, like I told you before we started recording, it's the busy season, man. I actually got to walk in the arena tonight, touch the floor, got to talk to some people I haven't seen in a couple years, man. It's lovely. I'm just happy to be back.
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel the exact same. Your Pelicans, man, they don't stay steady, right? They're always doing stuff. They had an off season full of storylines, full of trades, and they've kind of reformed their team to a degree. You bring in Devontae Graham he'll be the starting point guard, yes?
Yeah, I think he's going to be. They really like him, and they like what he brings as a ball handler, obviously as a shooter. So, yeah, I think he's probably the favorite right now to be a starting point guard.
Yeah, and then really the most important thing is you get this bomb dropped on you on media day as Zion Williamson has surgery. What's going through your mind when you hear that? And then do you have any more info on his progress?
Yeah, it was really a shock. And, you know, it was kind of like one of those like, wait, what? He had surgery, yeah. You know, because it was already enough going on because we all anticipated going into media day having a conversation about David Griffin and Zion Williamson. Is there a beef there? Right. Are they best friends? You know, did he play the piano for Zion? So that was the whole conversation. And he comes in and drops Zion has surgery and he's about to be back soon. So it wasn't like he just had surgery. Yeah. He had surgery months ago and now he's back. He's not wearing a boot at media day. They're hoping he's going to be back on opening night. So, yeah, it's crazy. But just like you said, man, that's just life covering the Pelicans. There's always something going on with this team other than making the playoffs. But besides making the playoffs, right, there's always something going on.
Sheesh. So is that timeline still, is he still on track to be ready for opening night?
Yeah, we've been seeing him at practice, you know, moving around, doing some dribbling drills, some one-on-one stuff. He hasn't done anything team-wise. He hasn't, you know, done anything physically, you know, banging with other guys. But from everybody I've talked to with the team, they're really optimistic that he'll be back soon. I think they're going to do one more test with him really soon to see where the foot's at. And I think they're hopeful he's going to be back. They missed out on B.I. and that preseason game against Orlando. They're really optimistic that that's just a cautious thing. He's going to be fine. So, yeah, I mean, you know, for once, this team may be healthy on opening night. You know, we'll see. But it looks like everything's moving in the right direction.
Yeah. How does he physically look to you?
I mean, he's not really doing much. You know, I think if you're talking, you know, Zion Weight Watch, I think he's pretty typical. Yeah. You know, he's never going to have a six-pack abs, at least not anytime soon. Right. So I think when I saw him walking at media day, that was my first time being within 5 feet of him since the pandemic hit. So, you know, my first reaction when I saw him was like, wow, yeah, Zion's as big as I remember him being. You know, he's like a brick house when he walks in. So he's huge, but I don't think he's quote unquote fat Zion the way some people kind of anticipate him to be. I think he'll be good to go. And I think it'll be really interesting to see him with this roster and especially this new look backcourt. I think that's going to be one of the big stories with this team, just how this backcourt works and how they fit with point Zion, how much he's going to be handling the ball compared to last year. And a lot of that, to your point, is dependent upon his conditioning and his health.
Yeah. So to the listeners, tell them who's this new look backcourt? What's the expectation for how that rotation will fill out?
Yeah, we're two preseason games in and we still don't even know who the starting backcourt is going to be. We don't know point guard or shooting guard. You know, I kind of put out there early on that I think the matchup that would make the most sense to me would be a pairing of Devontae Graham and Nikhil Alexander Walker. Everybody knows, you know, I'm the conductor of the Nas Stan train. I'm a huge fan of his game. I put out a story about him a couple days ago. I just think he's primed for a big season. He's already had two big preseason games to start off. And Devontae Graham, a guy who can space the floor. When you look at the numbers, I mean, it shocked me when I was doing research after they traded for him. He's right up there with like Damian Lillard and Stephen Curry as far as volume, 3-point shooting percentage wise, shooting them from deep. He's like allergic to the paint. So you're never going to see him, you know, shooting layups or getting to the free throw line. But the guy bombs away with zero hesitation. So, you know, having that next to Zion and BI is obviously going to help. So I think right now I'm still leaning towards that. But, man, I don't know how much you've been watching Pel's preseason, but this guy, Trey Murphy, he's working to change my mind, man. He 6 3-pointers, back-to-back preseason games, start off his career. When you hear him talk, the guy is so mature and so comfortable in his skin. Man, I think they're going to have a hard time keeping him off the court. And I think I might even start leaning toward Trey Murphy possibly being your starting two guard for this team, which is something I didn't expect to say, you know, draft night.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be crazy, especially if Point Zion is going to be a thing, to have Trey and Devontae Graham out there spacing the floor and then bring Nikhil. Not that Nikhil took 9 threes against the Magic. It's not like he's not going to space the floor. Like, he'll space the floor too. But I always just think of Nas as a guy that can handle, initiate offense, and he can do a lot more than just be a floor spacer.
Absolutely.
Where I think that's where Devontae and Trey Murphy like can really make this team thrive is just that, like, you have to cover them, and if you don't cover them, Zion will find them and those guys will knock down threes. That's what they do. And then you give Nikhil some time to kind of do his thing on the second unit, and then obviously he's going to play some with Zion too. But I just kind of that to me makes a lot of sense as well. But, you know, Trey Murphy, he's a rookie. Like, perhaps you don't want to just throw him into the fire, because not only is he's gonna bomb threes on one end, but what have you seen from him defensively so far?
Yeah, that was part of the conversation last night. Willie Green kind of came out and said post game that, you know, right there in the first half, he got on Trey Murphy early about his defensive effort, his intensity. And he was like, hey, you know, you got to play a certain way to not only live in the system, but to thrive in the league. And Trey kind of, you know, agreed with Willie after the game. He said, hey, I'm not in college anymore. I can't kind of coast. Everybody's good at this level. You got to stay locked in on every single one of these guys. And his defensive effort kind of rose. And that's when you saw the Pels go on that run during the second half. But, yeah, I mean, he's a typical rookie. You know, there are times where he's kind of looking around and he's like, wait, where am I supposed to be? Who am I guarding right now? You know, I think that's what all rookies kind of go through in the league, because the game moves so fast and the spacing is crazy. And basically every single guy on the floor can shoot a three or get to the basket. So that's something new than, you know, being in the ACC where you basically got like two guys you got to worry about on the court. So I think he's coming along well on a defensive end. I think right now, it's shocking to say, I think he's further along offensively than he is defensively, because I mean, the guy just can't miss. I mean, I tweeted it, you know, during the Magic game, the guy just only makes threes. That's all he does. He never misses a three. Yep. He barely even touches rim half the time. So I think he's further along offensively, but I think you can see the gear starting to turn on the defensive end and him getting more comfortable in that system, and just his length out there with those guards. I think it's going to be really interesting once they're fully healthy.
Yeah, that's probably the reason that he comes off the bench. Is that it's going to take, it just takes time for all rookies to become good defenders. That's just a part of this journey that these guys are on.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Jonas Valanciunas was brought in via trade. Really interesting piece. Like, obviously a very, very talented offensive player, like solid defender. But also, like, we talk about, we want floor spacing around Zion. Jonas doesn't exactly provide that floor spacing that you want. Hey, from
he hit a three
position.
Against the Magic, man. He hit a three, the whole crowd went
he
crazy.
Did. Did anybody guard him? Was he guarded on that three would be my question.
That would be no.
Because that's the only thing that matters. So I like Valanciunas. I think he's a good player. He was very, very helpful to the Grizzlies last season. What are your thoughts on the fit, though? Because I think we know what to expect from him. It's not a mystery as to what you're going to get from Valanciunas. He's going to grab boards. He's going to help you out a lot in a lot of different ways. But is he going to be helpful with the presence of Zion?
Yeah, I was kind of beating this drum last year that a lot of people are on this, kind of pushing the message that Zion needs a floor spacing five next to him, a guy who lives in the paint as much as Zion. He needs a guy who's going to shoot threes and give him spacing. And I think what you saw last year was that he played really well next to guys like Jackson Hayes and Billy Hernan Gomez. And I don't think it's as much he needs guys who can space to the three-point line. He needs guys who can move around and space around him. Because we know whenever Zion has the ball, there's going to be three people coming at him, you know, because they're so terrified of him getting to the rim. So it's just a matter of guys being able to play in that open space, catch the ball, and finish. And I think, obviously, we know Jonas can do that. He did it for the past couple of years with Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. And I saw last night he made one catch off of Devontae Graham pass. And I was like, oh, you know, we haven't seen that too much in New Orleans. You know, as good as Steven Adams was last year, he's not a guy who's catching a lot of those passes and running the paint and finishing at the basket. I think that's something that he's going to bring. And also just his skill around the basket. I mean, you saw him shoot a fadeaway last night. You know, we saw him with that crazy pump fake. It was hilarious seeing it in person, seeing that elongated pump fake. And, you know, one of the Magic guys fell for it. It's hilarious. All right, we got the full Jonas package against the Magic. He got two tees. He got kicked out in the third quarter. We saw him hit the goggles after the assist, you know, his only assist of the night. We saw him hit the three-pointer, the pump fake. It was the full Jonas experience last night. I think he brings a whole lot of personality, toughness to this team. And like I said, I think just having somebody who can catch those passes around the rim, finish, I think it's not only going to help Zion, but B.I. as well. Because as we saw last year, that B.I. Steven Adams pick and roll was something the team leaned on a lot. And I think that's something that kind of held them back, where Steven wasn't as much of an offensive threat. And we know Jonas, if he's not anything else, he's a guy that's going to score in the paint. He's going to make teams pay when they put smaller guys on him. And I wouldn't be surprised if he has a couple games like he had last year where he's, you know, 27-15 just because teams are so worried about B.I. and Zion the entire game.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we go, you got to answer this question. You have to give me yes or no. That's all you get to give. That's it, because we don't have time. Do they at least make the play-in?
I say yes.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to The Daily Ding. Be sure that you listen to all the shows on The Athletic NBA Show. Hope you guys enjoy your day, and we will talk to you guys again next time.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.